Welcome back to the third hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show. Today, WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. It is 510, 44 degrees on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. So we've heard in the news, this state senator went down, not state senator, U.S. senator went down to visit what they're calling the Maryland man or the Maryland dad. The resident of El Salvador, this El Salvadorian national, who was here illegally and sent back to El Salvador and is sitting in as an El Salvador prison because he is designated a terrorist as being a member of MS-13. We're going to get into that in a little bit. We touched on it and talked a little bit about it yesterday, how someone is actually designated a terrorist in a court of law, a gang member in a court of law. So this senator went down, and it was all over social media. I'm on my way down to see him. He didn't see any of the victims that were murdered by illegal immigrants in his state, but he's going down to see this guy. And yesterday, his wife, who he has a child with, who is a U.S. citizen, was on the media, and she was giving her side of the case to the public, as the media is definitely, without a doubt, carrying their water when it comes to this. So here's her yesterday.
Today is 34 days after his disappearance, and I stand before you filled with spirit that refuses to bring down. I will not stop fighting until I see my husband alive. Kilmer, if you can hear me, stay strong. God hasn't forgotten about you. Our children are asking, when would you come home? And I pray for the day I tell them the time and date that you...
So that was her in front of the media, and this was a video by ABC News yesterday, and Reuters was there and a bunch of people there. So she's also raised about $170,000 on a GoFundMe page for this ordeal. What she left out with all this and what's not being talked about was what was kind of coming back at the Democrats who are all supporting this Maryland man and this Maryland dad, when he's not, he's a Salvadorian national, is it's been brought out now by Andy Ngo, who's an investigative journalist. He's been on this show. He's a friend. That the same woman you just heard talk, Jennifer Velasquez, for 6 months pursued a protection from abuse order against, yes, Kilmer Abrego Garcia, her husband, her significant other for domestic violence. And this started on May 5th of 2021, and it was finally issued the end of June. She went to several court appearances. She was abused by her husband and got a valid protection from abuse order. That's being left out of the whole story with, you know, this Maryland dad. And I talked a little bit yesterday about how it's brought to light that someone is in fact a member of a gang. And in two separate courts, this individual, you know, the Maryland dad or the Maryland man, who's neither, he happened to be in Maryland, but he's an illegal immigrant. He's a Salvadorian national. I have just posted on my Facebook, as well as what you just heard or from earlier today, as well as a copy of the protection from abuse order. The Department of Justice released additional information about the Maryland dad and illegal alien Kilmer Abrego Garcia. In 2019, the Prince George County Police Gang Unit in Maryland determined Garcia was an MS-13 gang member with contacts to other members. He admitted he was in the U.S. illegally after his arrest and through Maryland law was released. And I have put those documents on my Facebook. You could read them now. There are some redactions because there are some confidential information informants there. Now, this was released by the Department of Justice. These were publicly released. I did not get them, you know, through any special contact. But this is one of the documents. There is actually three pages of this document that lay out to a court why this person is in fact a member of MS-13. So when the media tries to tell you he's allegedly an MS-13 gang member, or there's no proof he was never charged with. Yeah, he was. Yeah, not only was he charged with it, but in 2021, he was charged with beating his wife to the point where she had to get a protection from abuse order. And you have United States senators flying there to check on his well-being. By the way, that senator was turned away by the president of El Salvador, saying that on such short notice, they cannot arrange a visit in a high-security prison. And he said, well, how do we arrange that? And the authorities in El Salvador told the U.S. senator that you would have to go through the embassy, the United States embassy, to arrange such a thing. So basically through the Trump administration. So you flew there for nothing. But he got his PR. So you have Democrats now advocating for a violent gang member. You have Democrats now advocating for a domestic abuser. This is not going to go over well. I mean, this is another one of those 80-20 issues where Democrats have put themselves on the wrong side of this. The entire issue of him being brought back, the contempt of court because they never turned the plane around, is all a mood issue. The individual and even the court has said that he could be deported. He just shouldn't have been deported to El Salvador because in the court filings, it said that he would be killed by the rival gang. Well, that rival gang no longer exists in El Salvador. MS-13 is the only gang in El Salvador now. So there is no longer a danger to his life. Plus, he's been there for, what, 30-something days? Still okay. Hasn't been killed yet. So it's interesting, you'll have the court system, which is being weaponized now against the Trump administration, say, well, you must facilitate him being back. And the Trump administration said, yeah, if he comes back, we will let him enter. And we will place him back in custody and we'll deport him somewhere else. That's what the Trump administration has said. And the judge is like, well, that's not the meaning of my order. Well, that's what your order said. Your order said we should facilitate it. You didn't say that we should bring him back. You said we should facilitate his return. So if he does return, yes, we will let him enter. We will place him back in ICE custody and we will remove him to another nation. So that's where the whole contempt thing is. But the argument behind the contempt, the reasoning that they're saying an immigration judge, not a court judge, said that he shouldn't be returned to El Salvador, no longer exists. But as more and more comes out about this violent gang member, hopefully we at least start seeing the media narrative change of this Maryland dad, this Maryland man. No, he's not. He's not a U.S. citizen. He's not a Maryland dad. He's not a Maryland man. Not a Maryland father. Is he a father? Yeah. Was he caught in Maryland? Yeah. So let's say the El Salvadorian man caught in Maryland, who happens to have a child with a woman he beats. Let's say it all. Who, for almost 2 months, went to multiple court appearances to have a protection from abuse order issued. A temporary order was issued. There were several court appearances where she justified why she needed a permanent protection from abuse order, and the end of June, she did get that. I understand. Situations change. We see people with protection from abuse orders all the time back with the ones that they have against. It's, you know, that's why domestic violence calls are one of the most dangerous. I had a, just to put it in perspective, I had one sister attack another sister with a hammer, hit her with the hammer. That's what the report said. That's felony assault. You used a hammer to cause injury to another. In New York, that's felony assault. If it's a felony, the NYPD's policy is it's a must arrest situation. It's a must arrest. It's out of my hands. It's out of your hands. If a district attorney wants to reduce the charges based on what you tell them, that's fine. But if it's a felony, I must arrest you and present you to a district attorney. So I went there, and the mother and the two sisters were there. After several attempts to go there and make contact with these individuals. Because you know how this happens. A fight happens. They make a police report because someone's mad at the other one. Then they want to forget about it. But once you make that police report, it's hard to forget about it. So as a precinct detective, we went there with my partner. And I said, you know, are you this person? Yes. Are you this person? Yes, the mother was there. And I said, okay, your report here that I have in my hand says that you hit her with a hammer and caused injury. If you, in fact, hit her with a hammer and caused injury, it's a felony and I must arrest you. If you did not use a hammer and you just hit her with your hand or something else, that is a misdemeanor. And you could tell me and sign this piece of paper that you declined to prosecute, and I will present that and close out my case, present to the district attorney that you refused to prosecute. I laid it out for them what they needed to do if they did not want an arrest. Now, these are sisters, biological sisters. And the mother's standing right there. I said, did you hit your sister with a hammer? Yes, I did. Okay. Put the papers back in my pocket, took my handcuffs out, and I says, I'm going to place you under arrest. Well, the sister jumped on my back. The mother pushed my partner out of the doorway. And this whole mayhem ensues. Now, mind you, we get the mother in custody. We get the suspect in custody. And the sister. So now all three are going to jail. This was a domestic situation. Two sisters, an assault. Gave them the out to what they needed to say. That's how fast these things go bad. So I understand. And then in court, they all tried to testify against that. It was we were the bad ones. The police. Didn't go very well. All were charged, and that was the end of that. We're advocating for the wrong people here. And the past couple of years, that seems to be the norm. Here's not a good Samaritan. He's not a Maryland dad. He's not a Maryland man. He's a violent gang member that in the past has beat his wife, had a protection from abuse, has been determined in two separate criminal courts that he is in fact a gang member, but everybody wants to pretend because it's the Trump administration. You're just putting your family in danger. You don't think there's cases like this across every state, right here in Scranton, right here in Wilkes-Barre, right here in our area? There are. They are here. You need to get on the right side of history here. I mean, I understand you want to stand up for grandma or grandpa who's been here for 10 years, 15 years, and flown under the radar, haven't committed any crimes, and just we're here undocumented. I get that. If this is the hills you want to stand on, you're not going to come out looking too good at the end. You're not going to win voters off like that.